Yeah, so hello and good evening. Our hearties and our guest hearties for this week, the Business from the Heart Experience Week. And here we are for the hot seat sessions. And as I said to you yesterday, the aim is to give you an experience of what all of these sessions are actually like in the membership. So we're pretty much going to run this hot seat in the exact same way that it runs inside the membership. And I'm going to talk you through how it works in just a moment. Because it's Business from the Heart Experience Week and it's not in the normal membership, there are a few different things that are going to happen this evening. So, first of all, you get bribed to attend. So, whether you are here in the hot seat or whether you're here as a I want to say audience member, but you're sort of a participator as well, because you're very welcome to type into the comments and share your own thoughts and experiences. In the very fact of being here on the call, you are being put in the prize draw to win a 15-minute one-to-one with me, which will be announced tomorrow. And once we've done the hot seat, which all being well, we should have completed the three hot seats by 8:30. I'm then going to give you a tour of the inside of the members area because that's something you don't get to experience this week. You're getting to experience some of my teaching style, and you're getting to experience some of the mentoring call, the hot seats, the member meetup, but you're not getting to get access to all of the training resources and the way the pathway is laid out inside the members area. So I'm going to give you a tour of that. And then I'm going to open up the membership for any of you that would like to come and join. Now, there's not going to be any pressure. There is a bonus, but that bonus is available till the end of Sunday. So it gives you plenty of time to enjoy the whole week, soak up all the goodness, catch up on all the recordings before you decide. However, being me, I am going to offer a little extra incentive this evening for anyone who does join this evening. And it's not any sort of really heavy-handed bonus that makes you feel really uncomfortable about, oh, maybe I should be joining. It's just a little fun little incentive designed for if you're thinking, well, I sort of already know I'm going to join. And so I may as well jump in today and make Catherine happy. And in return for that, she's going to give me a little something. So just letting you know that's coming up for those of you that are still here. By that point, of course, I appreciate some of you might have to hop off before then. So Melis says she's noticed a change in Zoom settings. I'm hoping it should all be the same Zoom settings and setup as it was yesterday. Actually, I'm not quite sure what's different, but hopefully it's all working fine for everybody. The only different thing I've got is I've got Melis on my screen where I should be. But that's all right. As long as you can all see me, that's the most important thing. So, hot seats. We're going to begin with the hot seats. Let me talk you through how these hot seats work, and then we will go for it. So, those of you who applied today, thank you so much for applying. There's no such thing as like failing the hot seat application. We can just pick three people. And every application we had was perfectly valid, would have made a perfectly good hot seat. But what I aimed to do was out of the people that applied, I've aimed to choose the hot seats where I think the conversations we have are going to be of maximum learning interest to the majority of people listening in. And what I also noticed as I was reading those application forms is the majority of them are things that we could address just as easily on one of the mentoring calls. And we've got a mentoring call on Thursday evening. We've got a wrap-up call on Friday evening as well. So, if you did apply for the hot seat, I've read what you wrote on the hot seat. I've got that little bit more of a handle on your business and what your challenge is. So, do please come along to one of those mentoring calls and let me help you with it there. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on the three hotties who were selected. So, we've got Marlies who would like help knowing the right steps to take to get her brand new business off the ground and then build it to a sustainable level so she can give up her full-time work. We've got Cornelia who wants to understand better why more people are not buying her offers and gain some confidence and reassurance that she does have a business that is going to work. And we've got Adeyemi, who is really the question from Adeyemi was very much really, I felt was about focus, where to focus her time and attention. especially considering she feels reluctant to have too much of a niche or specialism. So these are all broad, useful conversations for us all to listen into. I'm going to go in that order. I'm going to go Marlies, Cornelia, Adaisy, because it's going in order of stage of business. We've got brand new, just starting. We've got been in business for a while, things aren't quite working as they'd want. And then we've got a stage three business that's a little bit further down the tracks, but some confusion about direction at the moment. Now, the way it works is I bring each hottie on and I ask you to introduce yourself and your business. That's all. I've already got all the information. You don't need to read the hot seat form again. I've already read it all. I'll then guide that hot seat. From the moment you start introducing yourself, thank you, Jill. Thank you, Jill, for helping me in the chat. I appreciate you. Basically, yes, you only need to type in, Zoom tells us that you are here. The only reason we need you to type in to say you're here on this one is if your name on Zoom is completely different from your email address, or we wouldn't be able to, in other words, so like we know who Taggart is. We recognize that name. We know who he is. We know who Rebecca is. We know who Rosie is. But for some of you, if your Zoom name is a bit unusual, some people come on Zoom and their name is iPhone 2, right? If your name is iPhone 2 on Zoom, we have got no idea who you are to give you a point. So when we bring you on onto the hot seat, I will press the hit record for the 20 minutes, and your hot seat always and officially is 20 minutes long, and we will see what we can do. Sometimes we can resolve a very defined issue in 20 minutes. Sometimes we would need several hours, and we just chip away where we can and see what clarity we can give you. There's a 10-minute buffer time allowed, so if I feel we need it, if I feel that we haven't finished, that you're not quite cooked, then I allow us to go into this 10-minute buffer time. The buffer time is not automatically to be used. It's there just so that I don't have to cut you off before we've really resolved things. The buffer time is not an opportunity to ask a separate, unrelated question. And if you do that, I will usually say, no, we've finished the hot seat on the topic that you applied for. I think that's probably everything. And the other thing to say is just be conscious of how much you're speaking on the hot seat. So, you've already given me quite a lot of information on the hot seat form, all of you who applied. And if you spend a large amount of your hot seat, your 20 minutes talking, I don't get much opportunity to input. And then it becomes more like you've self-coached yourself, but it's not necessarily as useful for people listening. And so, if I feel that you are giving me more information than I really need, I'm going to pause you. I do this thing where I just say, can I pause you there? I try and do it really politely, but it just allows us to pause. And then I can be like, okay, I think I've got what I need for that section. Now let me ask you another question, or it allows me to share my input. So, with all of that in mind, hopefully that makes enough sense. It's time that we got started. And I'm going to start with Marlies. So, Marlies, if you want to start by unmuting yourself. And I'm just going to get your hot seat form up on the screen in front of me so I can be looking at that while we're speaking. And then if you just want to start by introducing yourself and your business, and don't worry if you're near the start, still just tell us what tell us about yourself, tell us about your business, just quite quickly and quite high level though, and then we'll dig into the hot seat.
Okay. Yeah. So I just qualifying as a coach at the moment. I'm also an NLP practitioner. Kind of setting up my business at the moment. I'm in baby shoes. I was really just starting out. And I'm a bit overwhelmed with everything, kind of all the advice I've been given by people, what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, my own ideas. It's all kind of a big cloud in my head at the moment, and I kind of not sure what to pick and choose first, and I kind of get a bit of overwhelmed, so I'm basically procrastinating and not doing much. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, sorry, did you say, and by the way, I should just acknowledge our hotties as well, because it's very brave of them to come and put themselves like in my spotlight, but I'll try and be very gentle with everybody. Did you say you have qualified as coach?
I haven't actually. I have submitted, but I don't know what.
Okay, yeah, but you finished your training and you're starting a business at the moment. And I think what you're describing there and what you described on your form is just, it's really common. You wrote, "I feel there are a thousand things I should be doing." And you said you've looked at what other coaches and experts are doing, and you've got a list of things that you think you could be doing. And this is the problem. Like, there is a zillion million different things you could be doing in your business, but not all of it is going to take you forward right now, because it might not be the right activity for your stage of business. And sometimes it's just doing too much at once. So in the membership, we have quite a strong focus on the one thing. And this was inspired by me years ago reading a book by a guy called Gary Keller called The One Thing. And it really landed with me. And I followed it ever since. And I try my best to run my own business around that principle of, if you focus on one thing and you do it until it's done, you've then got that piece in place and you can move on to the next piece. And it's something that takes some patience, because what you wrote on your form, I think, is also very, very common. You want to get going quickly, so you want to do all the things all at once. And then what can happen is you're doing all the things all at once to get going quickly, but you're not doing any of them well enough. And then you sort of fall over yourself. You might even burn out doing it all. And sometimes, although it's not so sexy, sometimes slow and steady is what wins the race. So, do you want to? I mean, if we're looking at, so I think, your overarching question really from the form was, actually, I can read it off. It was, wanting to know what steps to take first to set up the business and positioning myself to find a continuous stream of clients. And of course, this is what the membership offers. It's a built-in, there's a journey built into the membership that takes you through this process. And I can talk you through some of those steps. I can talk you through some of those milestones while we're on right now. But what, just to get a feel for where you're at with things, what's your own thinking about what you should be doing?
Oh God, a million things. I know that the most important thing is to get the clients, because without the clients, there's not really a business, and that's the most enjoyable as well. But there's all these little bits around it, and I've been listening to what you said this morning about how to find the clients, or get them more quickly and have a clear message. So I'm definitely have to work on this a bit more, because I've been coaching lots of different people, which was also interesting. But so the focus is definitely what I need to work on. But I've been talking to lots of people, so I'm inside and outside of work, so wider friends group and family. I don't know anyone I'm meeting, basically what I'm doing. So I've been getting some clients through there. It's not necessarily the focus group I want to work with, but fine for now. But I'm kind of feeling I'm on the next step where this kind of levels off, and then I kind of need get a bit more out there, and I don't know where this out there is, really.
And are you working with paying clients at the moment?
Yes,
And
I mean
what you.
not high paying clients, but yeah.
Okay, so like, what sort of amount are you selling
As
packages?
I'm charging, well, for 6 sessions, £50. As all £50 for a one session, for 6 sessions.
Okay, so £300 for a package of six sessions. That's not too terrible. It's a lot more than I charged when I was starting out. But yeah, I understand you're not going to create a business that will replace your main income charging £300 per package. So it's like, to me, that's almost like, that's your building your coaching confidence, is working with lower cost clients. But it's also building the muscle of getting used to talking about and charging money. And you've done that. And that, for some people, is a really big barrier, the move from free to charging anything at all. So the fact that you're comfortable selling packages for £300 is like that bodes really well because it won't be difficult for you to make the shift to charge double that, triple that. Yeah, because I think the hardest part for most people is to charge money at all. Talk about money, state the price, collect the money. It makes people feel very uncomfortable. If you're already comfortable doing that at £300, it's not such a stretch to think, well, you're going to do that for £600, you're going to do that for £900.
Yeah, I don't know. The higher it gets, the harder it gets for me mentally. So I kind of I'm okay now, but the more
Yeah, and I think it could be very useful as well for you to think rather than I've got this image for where I want my business to be, and I need to get there as fast as I possibly can. And then there can be this element of stress because I can't see how I'm going to close the gap. If you were to say, set a time frame of, like, let's say, when would you ideally, and don't say next week, try and say something like a bit more. Give yourself a bit more time. Like, when would you ideally like to leave your job to go full time into your coaching practice?
Yeah, within the next what 6 months. So yeah, I mean, in a year's time, I don't want to be there anymore. If I can in 6 months' time, but yeah, I don't know if that's realistic. Yeah, probably not.
No, it is absolutely. I mean, it's as realistic as you want it to be. You could do this. And one of the things, like, you could do this in a month if you wanted to. But a lot of it is, it's not as simple as just do these things and you'll make the money because you've just said yourself, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to feel comfortable charging that much. So there's also like an internal process and an internal journey where you sort of grow into becoming this coach that charges more. And some people can just switch it on. Some people come straight out of coaching school with no experience whatsoever and they go, right, I'm charging £5,000. Some people do that. That feels congruent for them. It feels true for them. It feels aligned with their values. It wasn't me. I worked my way up. So I was sort of thinking, well, what if, although this is a longer time frame than you want, I think the example will help. What if you imagine that you were going to quit your job in 12 months from now? Just for the purposes of the example, you can then squash a time frame again. And in that 12 months, you're going to work with more clients, you're going to gain more experience as a coach, you're going to grow in your sense of value, you're going to become so confident with your pricing, you're like, I can't believe I'm only charging £600 for a package because look at the results people are getting. And if you allow for it to be a process where you grow into these higher prices and you imagine that over a longer time frame, can you see how over a longer time frame you would grow into being comfortable charging more? Because you've worked with more clients, you've got more experience, you've got more confidence, you're more connected with the value that you bring to the clients.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I definitely it's a confidence once you've done one, and then you kind of go from there. Yeah, I think it's just just getting the people who are willing to work with me, whatever they want to pay, as a whatever they're willing to pay. It's like for me, it's not so much how much they pay at the moment, but just having them.
At the moment, though, but can you get a sense that this could be just a process, that this could be as simple as a series of stepping stones, and that one stepping stone after the next stepping stone after the next stepping stone, and if you allow yourself a whole year to do that you could perhaps very easily see that over that course of time, everything you do is going to build on itself, and then if you choose to concertina that time frame. Because you work with more clients more quickly, or you do more work on your confidence and your mindset and your value, that it may be that, if you decide that you want to do this in 6 months, then you're going to do it in 6 months. But there's a stretch with it's not just about the pricing, but there is a stretch with the pricing. And for me, it just came with confidence. Like the first coaching client I ever worked with, I charged £60 for six sessions. I felt sick to charge even more than that. Now my hourly rate is 500 plus VAT, so £600, and I don't blink an eye to charge that now because I have that sense of my value. But I had to start where I was. But I think it's really valuable to be able to go, okay, when you because this is part of being able to leave your job, being able to generate the clients that will replace that income. So what would you like to be charging per coaching client in, I'm going to go with 12 months again to give us more, take the pressure off, in 12 months from now?
Oh God. I mean, if I don't know, if it's an ideal world, I would probably charge about for 6 sessions. I could get to probably £1,000 for 6 sessions.
Okay, and that doesn't feel comfortable today, but that feels like what you're aiming for.
Yeah, I mean, I have to set my aim a bit higher, isn't it? Because if I say,
You could have said 2,000, you could have said 3,000. It doesn't matter, these are your numbers. There's no.
No. I think that's what I kind of feel from now. I feel if I'm comfortable to say that, and it's not completely for me. That's not out of the world. Maybe it might be for some people. But.
And so it could be that right now you have the attitude of, I know that my coaching is worth £1,000 per 6 sessions. I know that, and I know that's where I'm headed. Right now, I'm barely qualified. I haven't worked with a lot of clients yet, and I don't really feel comfortable in myself to charge that amount just yet. But I know it's where I'm heading. And so my job over the next 6 months is to close that gap between where I am now, which is £300, and where I know I'm going to be at in 6 months, which is £1,000. And then over that 6 month period, you can work towards that. And you'll be surprised, honestly, trust me, you'll be really surprised at how easy it becomes to get that sort of sense of, wow, the work I'm doing is making such a big difference to these clients. I'm not charging enough, and you can gradually increase the price. You can charge £300 for the next couple of clients, then you can put it up to 500, then you can put it up to 700, and but all the time I know where I'm headed. I'm a coach who's going to be charging £1,000 for 6 sessions to begin with. And then when it comes to where the clients are coming from. Oh, like we talked about on the call last night, this then circles back to who is your ideal client. Because interestingly to me, even I know we did the work on the call last night, and I also know I said to you, whatever you answer, it isn't what you have to do. It's just like for the purposes of the example. But on your hot seat form, you did put down two different types of client. So again, you're going to find it. At least to get started, you're going to find it easier to get started if you can say, I work with people who are on the path to finding their true professional calling, or that you specialize with professionals who are on the brink of burnout. Now, if you were going to choose one or other of those for the purposes of having one clear message to begin with, which of those would you be inclined to choose?
That's a really, I don't know, it's not even like that I'm so specially connected to one or the other. I mean, I have some connection personally to both of them, but it's also in my mind, it's like, what's the best in terms of also, like, is there a market for one or the other? I mean, maybe that shouldn't be my main thing, but
No,
obviously.
that's really good thinking. I always think, you've got to think commercially as well. You're starting a business. There's no point choosing a client group that is never going to pay you. So it absolutely makes sense to think commercially. So I think you could combine them. I mean, my view of it would be that, and speaking as somebody who was this, professionals on the brink of burnout don't always know they're on the brink of burnout. They just think they're too tired and they need to exercise more and they need to drink more Barocca and they just need to push themselves a bit and they need to go to the gym more. Like professionals on the brink of burnout often are pushing through the fatigue. They only realize they were on the brink of burnout after they fully crashed and now they look back and they start to become knowledgeable about burnout. So I wonder whether you couldn't combine them so that actually your focus is professionals who are feeling dissatisfied with what they're doing and they're seeking their true purpose or calling. And part of the underlying message is, and they're struggling with these signs of burnout, because it's quite likely that if they're in the wrong calling, they are on the edge of burnout because they're pushing through to do things that don't feel true and authentic to them. So we don't have to nail that one down right now, but that will also help you because, again, it comes to, you're choosing a client group who can afford to pay for coaching should they choose to. And then it becomes easier for you to know how to get in front of them. And then just to, if I'm looking at the milestones, and this is all like baked into the journey inside the membership and the Business from the Heart pathway, which actually I'll just share a link to it again for people that are here this evening, in case anyone that's here right now didn't get it yesterday. And there's more milestones inside the membership. The infographic that I hand out, it had to have five because it made it more neat. But it's about being clear about who your ideal client is, creating your message and captivating introduction designed to have you stand out to them, have them recognize that you're someone that can help. I then say, go and practice that. Get out into the world. So get your message really clear and then go out into the world and go and practice it. Tell 10 different people that you don't already know what you do, strangers. It needs to be strangers, not members of your family or your existing friends, and see how people respond to it. See how it lands, see what sort of conversations it generates. Create your packages, set your price. You've already done that. And then the next milestone is to do 10 research calls, because the research calls really help you to refine that message down and get it even stronger and clearer. But they're also great ways of potentially generating clients and referrals and other opportunities. The research calls, if they're done well, can really help get a business off the ground in the early days. Then you refine your message based on the research calls and the clients that you're speaking to. And once you've done that, it's about getting out there and putting that message in front of as many people as you possibly can. And obviously, now we're into the realms of marketing. And when I'm looking at marketing, I'm always looking at, what's the easiest way that you could get your message in front of clients? What I notice is a lot of people like to go for the hardest way. But what's actually the quickest, easiest way for you to get this message in front of clients? So if I was to ask you that, what would you say is the quickest, easiest way? Now, we've got to assume first that you've worked on the message and you've not quite, you're not, you know, this is a process to work through. But let's assume that you've got the message absolutely refined to speak to your ideal client. And now you've just got to get in front of that client regularly enough so they start noticing you. What are you going to do?
Yeah, if I would know that, I probably wouldn't sit there.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I
Okay,
guess
but imagine tomorrow. Like, I magically give you this amazing message, and you wake up tomorrow morning and it's there. Like, I've emailed it to you, and you're like, ding, this is going to work. And tomorrow, you've got to go out, you've got to somehow reach some people to let them know that you exist and let them know what you do. What's the first natural thing that you would instinctively do?
I mean, what I've done before, like, just talking to people. I mean, in my circle, work and friends and extended, or whenever I go somewhere, I mention that when someone's asking me what I'm doing. So I guess that feels the easiest one. That's what I've done. And then I don't really know. I mean, I probably could use social media, but I'm guessing that's not what you want to hear.
It's completely, what you do is up to you. Oh, right, now that's your alarm going off. So I'm just going to reset you for your buffer time. So I really like that you started with your warm network. Most people bypass that. They decide to go broadcasting on social media and try and like flag down complete strangers. But actually, your warm network, the people who already know you, like you, trust you, have a sense of what sort of person you are, they are some of the best people initially to refer you. You don't necessarily want to be working with your close friends and family, but your friends, family, former colleagues, people that you've studied with, just whoever you're already connected with, to let them know what it is that you do. And of course, you need an invitation. You need an invitation to that next step that I was talking about this morning. So what is that? I would suggests creating some sort of a high value free session. So you can invite people to this call where you can, in quotes, for free, help them with something very specific and tangible, but still have it be a sales conversation where at the end there's an invitation to sign up to do more work with you. And that approach works really, really well in the early days. Because we're in your buffer time and there is so much more that we can talk about, I just wanted to say that on your hot seat form, you had said that one of the things that's blocking you is that you have got no online presence. And people tell you you don't need an online presence to get started, but it causes you to overthink. Now, if you are in a place where it just doesn't feel good for you to go out into the world, like the quickest way to get clients from an absolute standing start after your warm network every single time, and I will never waver from this, is to go out in the real world and meet real life human beings. So where do you live?
In London,
Okay, great,
Winchester.
perfect. So like there is so many meetups, events, all sorts of places where professional people will be hanging out in their spare time that you can go and meet people. And the fastest, quickest way to get clients from a standing start is to literally go out into the world and go talking to people. Some people call it networking, but then they get hung up on the fact they get it mixed up with business networking. It doesn't have to be business networking. And for that, you don't need anything. You just need yourself and some, clothes that don't look too scruffy. You don't want to look like you just dragged yourself out of bed, but you just need to turn up being yourself. And if you have the right conversations with the right people, they'll sign up and work with you. You don't need an online presence. But I also get it that if the lack of an online presence is preventing you from getting going, then you want to get something up really quickly and easily so that you've got something behind you. And the two best ways of doing that are to set up a LinkedIn profile. That is probably the quickest and easiest way to do it. But the other thing you can do, and you could get this up in about an hour if you're quite techie, maybe 2 hours if you're not very techie, is there's a one-page website. It's completely free and it's called card.co. And I've just put the email into the chat box. You can go to card.co. We actually have a training in our members area on how to use it, but you might not need that. They might have their own training. And you can literally set up a page, put a photo of yourself, put a headline, write your message and captivating introduction, and how to contact you. And you've got something that you then feel is tangible. And then you can have that sense of, yeah, there is something up online about me, so I must be real. So, usually a LinkedIn profile and a really simple one-page site. And that's all you need because there's no point building a website that might not even work if your messaging isn't spot on. And then what happens with building websites is it becomes really time consuming and you could end up being another 2 months, 3 months while you're building your website and you're completely tangled up with this website and you're just not moving your business forward at all. You'll lose a lot of confidence. It'd be much better for you to sign up a few more clients. And then feel really confident, like I know what my website is going to say about me. So we sort of I'm going to run out of time soon, but I just want to check in with you. I mean, there's so much more that we could talk about, but is there anything that you feel is really burning that we haven't touched on that when you get off, you're going to be like, oh no, we left this, like I feel uncooked is the phrase.
No, I think that was really good. Thank you. The only thing, I don't know if I have time or if you can answer this in one sentence, but in regards to the research course, which you mentioned a few times, so are these research calls with people I've made already contact with, I guess, or is that with anyone? Like I reach out to my, I don't know, network, say, which I have already, and such so just ask people to take part in that research call, or is it just really specific of someone I've been talking to already who might be interested, or how would you go down?
Yeah, so just because of time, I'm not, yeah, you're right. Just because of time, I'm not going to be able to sort of teach you the strategy for research calls in detail. But basically, what you would do is you'd create a research call out, and you need a fairly clear idea of your message and your ideal client in order to do the call out, because you're basically saying, I'm looking for people who fit this description to help me with my research. And in return, I'll give you a free 30-minute session. This is the only time I recommend giving free 30 minutes, by the way, as thank you for research calls. And then if you don't have an online pro and basically you then want to put that call out into the world. So if you don't have any online presence at all, you would do it by sharing it with your existing network and asking them if they know anybody that would fit the bill and would like to volunteer. And if you go networking, when you go networking, everybody you meet say, you know, I'm looking for people who fit this description, who'd be happy to help me with my research. Is there anybody that you know? And then if you once you do have an online presence, you then if let's say that you're on LinkedIn, you could post it on your LinkedIn profile. When you have a social media other than LinkedIn, you can post it on there. So it's really just about putting that call out. You're on social media enough that you're in the Facebook group, aren't you? In the
No, I am, but I haven't started to doing anything about my business as well, and not with my name or whatever. So part of the reason is also because of my day job. It's not I can't use LinkedIn at the moment to promote myself, as a
Yeah,
coach.
I get that. But you know, if you're on if you're in Facebook, you could be joining groups in Facebook and posting your research call out in groups in Facebook, for example.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And for any of you who are joining the membership, we do have it's not a training as it's not a video recorded training, it's documents. We've got a document example of a research call out that you can then use to create your own. And then we've got a document which gives you an example of how to conduct a research call. So we have that in the membership as a resource. So some of the disadvantage of this week is that when I'm actually doing these calls in the membership, I can refer people off to trainings, and I know they can go and access those trainings. That's the bit we don't have here. But if you are, you know, any of you listening wanting to learn more about research calls, it is inside of the membership. So thank you, Marlies. Does that feel okay for now? I know there's more we could talk
No,
about.
that was really good already. Thank you very much. I know there's not so much time. So, thank you very much. And obviously, everyone else needs to come as well. And looking forward to hearing what they
I think some of the
say.
other conversations will be useful for you as well. And really, you know, the message really is keep it simple, just keep going, just focus on what is the minimum you need to do right now to sign up your next two paying clients at a healthy rate. And just be really obsessed with that because a lot of the other stuff you might think you need to do is probably more advanced and it could just hold you back. So, great. Thank you so much. I'm going to pause the
Thank you.
recording. And actually, before I pause the recording, I just want to say I should have clarified this at the beginning for everybody. But the way that I run the hot seats in the membership, they are very much focused on the hotties. And so while I can see a lot of questions being asked, I'm actually not, there isn't going to be space on this call to answer general questions from people. This is really hotties in the hot seat, and that's what we focus on. But there is another Q&A mentoring call on Thursday evening, and then another one on Friday afternoon after the focus session. So do please, you know, do please bring your questions to those if you have still got questions then. So I'm going to stop the recording because I like to separate recordings for each hot seat.